Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The flu season is expected to be really bad because the U.S. is close to full employment. Whoever thought people having jobs would be a bad thing? An expert warns that since workplaces are more crowded, it allows the flu virus to spread more easily. And researchers found each 1% point increase in the employment rate correlates with about a 15% bump in flu-related doctor visits. So I'm glad you guys got jobs, but don't start working with me.
Wash your hands.
Oh, man. That and cover your cough. How do you cover your cough? Like, you sneeze right now, you cough. What are you doing, McKenzie?
No.
You got to dab. You got to go into your, like,
the
nook.
You know what's the worst? If you have the middle seat on an airplane and you have to sneeze, there's, like, nowhere to go. You just have to, like, sneeze into your own sweatshirt or something.
You got
to
promise you're going to start doing it right here into the bend of your elbow. Because otherwise you spread it when it touches your hand.
But then I'll go wash my hands. All right. Hey, just don't come to work when you're sick, or don't send your kids to school when you're sick. That would be great.
Okay. And do the dab. Beauty sleep, is it an actual thing? Well, apparently it is. Researchers found that a good night's sleep boosts our ability to maintain our bodies when we are most active. And because we know the body clock is, you know, not really as precise as we get older, the research says that the findings may one day help unlock some of the mysteries of the aging process. Because I find it so interesting how certain people look young forever. Obviously, there's some genetics at play right there. But
right.
Other people, they look old as crap. It's because they beat themselves up.
So somewhere that I used to work, we had a manager that swore that he was like the same age as everyone else, and there was no way. Like, we were laughing. He looked at least 20 years older. And he was like,
he really, though?
The same age as you guys. We're like, I mean, he had like, yeah, gray white hair, and just look. We're like, unless time had taken a really bad toll on him, he was either lying or just rough.
It's like
with the aging process.
Bad case of Benjamin Button, just
yeah,
kind of reversed.
Bad.
Okay, rich people or poor people, who are going to live longer? Well, they say rich people live almost a decade longer than poor people. Researchers looked at over 25,000 adults over the age of 50, and they divided their participants up into three groups. They based it on their total income, like their household wealth. They found people with more money were living disability-free lives for nearly a decade longer than those with less money. You think?
Yeah. I mean, I know they say money doesn't buy happiness, and that's true, but it buys no stress. Who? Like, if you have unlimited money, think of your life. You're not stressing about stupid stuff. I mean, obviously, your health is number one priority, but you can do whatever you want. You can go get massages. You can travel when you want. You can... It's awesome.
Yeah, I can't believe they actually had to do research on that to tell you, but we need to start doing our own research and charge somebody money for the process. If you like ice cream and Netflix, you're going to like this. Ben & Jerry's released a new flavor called Netflix and Chilled. Tell me if you like this, McKenzie. It's going to feature a peanut butter ice cream base mixed with sweet and salty pretzel swirls and fudge brownies.
Now, do you think they're a little late to the game on this?
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean,
it's about, what, five years, 10 years? But somebody will buy it. I see, now I kind of want to try it.
It's like opening a Pokemon Go cafe now. It's like you kind of miss the boat.
It's like, wait, oh, they're... I thought I already caught Pikachu. Okay,
right.
Yeah, they're $5 if you want to get yourself a pint. And finally, I saw this and I thought of producer Pork Chop. What's your cat's name, Pork Chop?
Tony.
Tony, okay. Well, you should be careful because your cat, which you think is so sweet... could actually eat you. Your cat will likely eat your corpse after you die. In a recent paper, it's going to get grosser. Researchers described the composition of two different human corpses by two different cats. Both started eating the body, so the cats did it. Yeah, when the bodies were, quote, moist decomposition.
Cats are disgusting. You care for that baby all its life and then it freaking eats you?
I don't believe this because literally last night my boyfriend had his job at the pet store. He brought home two like rib bones like for the dogs and we tried to give it to the cat and he wouldn't even like lick it. So
a dry dog bone is different than when your body is decomposing.
And how? Your body has bones?
And when they say it's on the onset of moist decomposition. It says when fluid begins leaching, both ate all the way to the bone. So they're not going to eat the bone, but to it.
Gotcha.
So I don't hear stories. I'm sure dogs have done that. But listen, you have fun with your cat.
I don't.
I think my boys, Benny and Paddington, would respect me enough not to eat me.
Okay.
It would certainly, boys, are you listening? Don't eat daddy.
We're such cat haters on the show.
I mean, I like animals, but yeah, dogs are cool. All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News. Text JAM to 52140, and we will send you a link later on to check that on out. Coming up next... song of the day after Lizzo, Truth Hurts.